There's an Asian theme in this political season. Can you hear it out there in California?
Carly Fiorina. As CEO, she laid off 30,000 workers and shipped jobs to China.
How about hearing it in Ohio?
Kids want more free trade with China to increase their standard of living. But what about Ohio?
Or what about Nevada?
Sharon Angle supports tax breaks for companies that ship jobs overseas, outsourcing to China and India.
It's not the economy, it's the Chinese economy, stupid. 2010 Politics.
It's the Shanghai Surprise. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. It's Monday, October 11th, and they're blaming it all on China.
Well, they got to blame it on somebody, right? Let's get a check on the morning's news. Rescue workers in Chile are reinforcing an escape shaft to free the 33 miners trapped underground since August. Over the weekend, drilling on the rescue tunnel was finally completed. Chilean Mining Minister Lawrence Goulburn says workers have now started to encase the first 300 feet of the tunnel in steel.
The process is going well. We have already set three of the 15, 16 pipes that we are going to insert into the hole, and we are expecting no major problems.
The miners are expected to emerge one by one beginning Wednesday. It's a process that'll take 48 hours. President Barack Obama is trying to fire up Democrats for the approaching midterm elections. Speaking in Philadelphia, he had this analogy.
When you get in your car and you want to go forward, what do? You put the car in D. If you're going backwards, what do? You put the car in R. That's not a coincidence. You want to ride forward, put it in D on November 2nd.
The president will campaign 6 out of 7 days this week, starting off with a Democratic fundraiser in Florida today. Republicans are again drawing attention to the way the Democrats have handled the economy.
It wasn't a driver's training lesson from White House advisor David Axelrod, but more of an economics lesson. It might not be a good idea, he said over the weekend, to halt home foreclosures, even as evidence of widespread fraud and inaccurate documentation is growing.
I'm not sure about a national moratorium because there are, in fact, valid foreclosures that probably should go forward.
Axelrod made those comments to CBS's Face the Nation. Administration officials have expressed concern that stopping foreclosures could hinder the economic recovery. Afghan President Hamid Karzai says the government has been in discussions with the Taliban for, quote, some time. Speaking to CNN, Karzai likened the Taliban to rebellious children.
The Taliban, who are Afghans and the sons of the Afghan soil, who have been driven to violence. We want them to come back to their country. They're like kids who have run away from the family. The family should try to bring them back.
Karzai said official talks with the Taliban have yet to begin. He hopes to start them soon, though.
More than 58 million people will have to get by without an increase in their monthly Social Security benefits this year. The government is expected to announce that on Friday. This would be just the second year with no increase since 1975. That's when the adjustment for inflation was first put into place. Federal prosecutors will not appeal a ruling that bars a key witness in the first civilian trial of a former Guantanamo Bay detainee.
800 people were evacuated from a Hungarian village over the weekend amid fears of a second breach of that reservoir that released 200 million gallons of toxic sludge last week. Researchers have identified 8 new gene sites in a scientific study linked to obesity. It's a major step towards understanding a condition that affects a third of U.S. adults. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are up. Futures are up. The Dow gets underway about 2 hours from now at 11,006. The S&P opens at 1,165, and the NASDAQ opens at 2,401. Coming up this morning, rethinking how to teach about Columbus Day across the country. We'll look at the push by some educators to make sure all students learn about Christopher Columbus's backstory. It was the folks he met that had a few problems with Chris. That's later on this hour.
And meantime, the backstory in the midterm elections appears to be China. Why is China playing a role in our election campaigning season? We're going to talk about that in just a few minutes.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.